Hey, Mark.
Hey, Katie.
Hey, you want to do a podcast?
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Welcome to the Unforget Yourself show, where we use the power of woo and the proof of science to help you identify your blind spots, get over your own bullshit, so that you can do the fucking thing you actually want to do.
Absolutely. I'm Mark.
And I'm Katie.
And we're the founders of Unforget Yourself and the creators of the Unforget Yourself system. Look, being a business owner is tough.
Yeah.
With vulnerability and with humor, mm-hmm. we'll be sharing with you the real stories behind the success of those brave and crazy enough to start their own business. And to show you that you're not alone.
You're not. Well, from the accidental entrepreneur to the laser-focused CEO, we have honest conversations about how they got to where they are today. We talk about the challenges that they faced and what they're currently dealing with in real time on their roller coaster journey. Along the way, we want to show you that it's you. You are the most important asset in your business.
Yeah, you are. So let's cut the bullshit and start the show.
Enjoy.
Okay, hello everyone and welcome to the show. Now, just a quick interruption to your normally scheduled podcast. Are you thinking about starting your own podcast? Or maybe you have a podcast, but it's an expensive hobby or a labor of love. But what if a podcast wasn't just a podcast? Imagine turning your ideas, your skills, your gift into a profitable business tool. At Profitable Podcasts, we help coaches and entrepreneurs to create, launch, and monetize their podcasts with ease to build visibility and authority and attract leads and clients easily and simply by giving value and being yourself. So skip that overwhelm and the never-ending social media, emails, workshops, networking, and attract your perfect clients, and all without spending a thing on ads. So if you're ready to make your voice your most powerful asset, let's talk. Reach out or head over to profitablepodcast.com to see how this will work for you. And now, on to your scheduled podcast episode. So today we have with us Amy Walsh, the founder of Peak Alignment, who helps high-achieving professionals break free from stress, anxiety, and perfectionism through neuroscience-backed techniques and energy healing. Through her unique combination of hypnotherapy and mindset coaching, Amy guides executives and sales professionals to rewire their subconscious patterns, enabling them to perform at their best without sacrificing well-being. Now, Amy's transition from medical sales professional to transformation specialist demonstrates how our greatest challenges can become our most powerful expertise. And while balancing entrepreneurship with new motherhood, she's helping others heal limiting beliefs and energetic blocks to create true, lasting transformation. That's what it's all about. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. What an amazing intro. That's perfect. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us. So your turn. Can you expand a touch more on, you know, where you are today with your business and who is it that you love to work with?
Yes, absolutely. So where I am with my business, I've been in business for about 6 years. As you mentioned, I went from medical sales to transformational mindset coach. And right now I love to work with high performing professionals, like you said, medical sales, real estate agents, anyone struggling with stress, anxiety, perfectionism. Think a lot of your type A people that are very rigid and controlling, and they really want to enjoy their life, but they just can't seem to relax. They can't seem to let go. They're just really, really stuck in these chronic patterns, needing to work all the time. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I help them transform.
Nice. I love that. It's so clear and it speaks to everyone. That stress, that anxiety, that perfectionism. Isn't that every entrepreneur ever? That's who we are at our core, right?
Yes. And I guess what I would love to articulate is that you don't have to, it doesn't have to be so extreme. I'm trying to add more balance. So you can still have that high performance. That's why I call myself a peak performance coach. I want to help them maintain that level of high performance, that maintain that level of allowing themselves to be type A, to be organized, to be ambitious and goal-oriented, but then to also have the balance of fun and enjoyment and ease and flow in their lives.
I'm going to cut you off right there. So peak performance, okay? But you said some beautiful words in there. It's the balance. It's allow. Let's focus on that word there, allow.
Allow, yeah.
Oftentimes, we don't see high achieving and peak performance with the ability to allow and be and have this balance. So
I'll tell you exactly what. So my people, my core people, they are stuck in this force energy. All their power has come from force and push and logic. And that has worked for them for so long, right? I mean, think about most entrepreneurs. They're great at getting things done. They're great at going after things. They're great at being motivated. They're great at reading 100 books and taking a million courses and reading all the things and doing all the things. But they are not good at receiving. They are not good. They're in this push energy rather than trust energy. So they want all the success. And in many ways, they do create success, but they're not good at sitting back and allowing flow and allowing abundance to come to them naturally and attracting those energetic alignments because they're stuck in this force all the time.
Okay. So here's the contradiction. So that you said they're not good at receiving. However, as a high performer, a successful business owner, you've seen some success, you've gained clients, you have received money, you have received praise, but there is there's a difference between gaining success and actually receiving and allowing. So you can say that I have received, well, hold on, you've gained, but you haven't fully opened yourself up to this. And maybe you can talk to this in terms of, especially from your sales background. Yeah. Sales is all about giving and receiving. It's about being so comfortable with making the invitation, caring about someone, allowing someone to say yes, allowing someone to pay you your worth. Sometimes it can be super duper hard. So can you put this into... If we sort of focus on maybe the sort of sales aspect of this, because this has to be a give and receive, but oftentimes we want to give, and then it can be hard to receive.
And also, I feel like one of the things that I've struggled with, so I'm going to put in a little bit of a different, I'm going to go into the sales thing as well, but all the science around happiness. So I'm sure some of your clientele have heard all the Harvard studies around happiness is in these core buckets. Mm-hmm. So to have true happiness, to have true contentment, we have to have balance in a couple core buckets, health, wealth, so like your career, and then spiritual growth, as well as, I can't think of this fourth one at the time. But basically what I want you to think of is that we have to have balance in all these areas. And what tends to happen with high performers and entrepreneurs is that they have a ton of, their bucket of wealth is very full because they know how to make money. But maybe they're struggling in their health bucket or they're struggling in their relationships. That's the one I was thinking of, their relationship bucket. They're not balanced across all. And what I see most often is they're balanced about three or four, but one really struggles. So maybe they're great in three of the buckets and they're really terrible in their relationships or they're terrible with chronic health.
So if you've got four foundations there, health, wealth, spiritual, relationships. If you've got one wonky foundation, what happens?
Then they can't enjoy any of it. If you're empty in one, you're so imbalanced in the one that it's hard to even see. You're so focused on the thing that you don't have. Yeah. So that's one of the things that I feel like I see most often. For example, many of my clients, high performing sales, struggle with anxiety. They're always, high performance, anxiety starting to give them chronic health problems in many areas. But when we are digging deep to the root cause of their anxiety, it has nothing to do with anxiety. 90% of the time, it has to do with their personal relationships, their connection to other people, their connection to themselves, their connection to their divine self, and their alignment themselves. So what we think is the problem is not often actually the real problem, which is interesting.
Can I give you an analogy here? I think it's beautiful. Yeah. What came to me as you were talking with that is, as I said about the sort of foundations, and my analogy is if a house has four poles, four pillars, and one's wonky, it's going to fall the fuck down. It's going to go down.
But it's going to crash and burn.
But the other ones can hold the weight. And if we think about an injury, our body, let's say I have a back injury. What's going to happen is it's going to hurt maybe one side, which means my hip and my leg is going to overcompensate. And then it's going to go to my ankle. So eventually it'll be like, my ankle hurts. It's come from the back, but it's because everything's overcompensating. So from your words here, if you have one area that's like really struggling, let's say for your people, wealth is good, but they're spending all their time at work, which means health is starting to crumble, relationships, that's trying to, there's strain happening there. You can see from the one focus. Yep. Yes. Mm-hmm. So like our body, as we overcompensate, we start to lose and think, I need to work on my health. It's like, no, that is a result of your area of focus. So talk to me about
So one thing, I'll show you another, like, I love that analogy. Great analogy. Another thing that we always say in holistic health is in all like natural healing is any bit of energy that's too high or too low is not good. What we want is this. So when you're working too hard, or if you're not working hard enough, that's just as bad as working too hard. So what we want is just to be right in that healthy middle and to have a range. You know, you want to be able to have this range, but we have to be in the healthy middle and the healthy range to maintain balance. Balance is the key to all health.
Yeah. I mean, just like a damn seesaw. You can't, it's hard work to be always at the top and then at the bottom. Yeah. What is, who said it? Hamozy. You always have a top 20% day and a bottom 20% day. It's gonna happen. So you will have those. It's just different for you. So
absolutely.
Okay. This, where are we gonna go with this? So this health, this healing, this looking at yourself and working through this, we have to get to the damn root. We need to know what is really causing this. And sometimes it can be so confusing. Sometimes we can't see the wood for the trees. So tell me what it's like for your clients as they maybe start to go through your process, maybe start to see the root, the cause, the reason, either for the first time or now they actually have the confidence to actually really focus on it. They've known it, but have avoided it.
So one of the core things that I do to help my clients even get to the root, basically like the way that my program works, so I call it Mindset MBA. Let's get your Mindset MBA. Mind, MBA stands for mind, body, and action, aligned action. So the first thing that we do is we rewire their subconscious beliefs, rewire their subconscious mind using hypnotherapy, getting to those deep-rooted fears, limiting beliefs, subconscious patterns. The B, the body, is helping them heal their nervous system. Because as you know, trauma, trapped emotions, they're stored in our nervous system. That's causing our triggers. It's pulling down our vibration, our frequency, keeping us from attracting the things that we actually want in our life. So I use energy healing to help them shift. Many of my clients' biggest complaints is they're always in fight or flight. They're always in fight or, if you're stuck in fight or flight all the time, your body has no opportunity to heal. You can't get into rest and digest or restore balance in your life. So allowing them to just simply learn how to get out of fight or flight automatically helps them create more confidence, to create more peace in their life. And that's what they all want, is peace and freedom. Peace and freedom is the words that I hear over and over again. And then the last thing that we do is focus on aligned action, reconnecting them with their divine self, their intuition, so that they automatically up-level their identity into taking this aligned action to become the person that they've always wanted to be. So they become more calm, more clear, more confident, and they learned that they can be just as successful without overworking, without overdoing it in one area. They create this balance and alignment in all areas of their life so that they can receive from all areas rather than just one thing. So like I said, I heal the limiting beliefs of the mind and the energetic blocks to create that true and lasting change.
Nice. So what do you see time and time again, like those, the limiting beliefs or the barriers, the consistent, if you could solve like this initial problem, everyone starts at level two or three, what would those things that you'd like to remove straight away?
Number one thing is I have to work hard. I have to work hard, work out like to earn my worth. Like I have to earn love. I have to earn my success. They all have to have like life is a struggle. I have to push for it. And most of them struggle with being avoidant, anxious avoidant. So struggle in connection in their life. Like a lot of them, it's funny because the number one thing people come to me for is anxiety. But when I'm doing energy tests, and so I use kinesiology and muscle testing to clear energetic blocks, none of the vibration of anxiety rarely ever comes up. Because I see a lot of perfectionists, the vibration that comes up most often is lack of control, unworthiness, overwhelm, and panic. So what do anxious people do? They go out and try to control everything, to do everything, to force everything out of this fear, because they believe it creates safety in their life. So they believe that if they release control, and remember I told you from the beginning about them not trusting and believing that good things are coming to them no matter what. So they're out there pushing out of this fear of, if I don't control it, no one will. If I don't do it, no one else will. If I don't, you know, go out and take care of myself, they really struggle with that relying, allowing other people to show up for them and receiving. That's what it all comes back to, that like allowing themselves, they're the doer, they're the achiever, they're that primary archetype of achiever and fixer and problem solver, but they're not, they don't allow other things. They don't trust the universe. Go ahead.
Can I lean into that? Because that statement there, I want to contradict that in terms of what I think a lot of people say and maybe what I've been taught in the past. If I can't do this, no one else will. Okay, I have a little bit of a control aspect to me. I like being in control, okay?
No, not you.
Now, the truth is that it does give you peace of mind and security, and no one else can do it as well as I can. That is the thought of so many entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Now, if I can't, no one else will. Most people go towards the angle of, hey, that's not true. That's a false belief. I would much rather lean into these things and go, cool, where's that true? So if I can't, no one else will. You're correct, good sir. No one else is going to take care of your body. If you don't do this work, no one else will. You are correct because you haven't got the system, the staff, the belief, the culture to do this. So to lean into, yeah, you're right. So where do we go from here? I think that could be such an empowering way of doing things. And what it actually does do, it puts you back in control. So just understanding the truth can be such a powerful moment. Can you just expand on that?
I actually love that. I haven't heard that perspective before, but where I would take that next is you're leaning into their skill, right? They're controlling this, but I would say the next thing up from that. So what I see is a lot of people that are stuck in the tasks, the busyness. Mm. The next thing that I would say is let's lean into the up level of becoming the leader. So how do you teach other people? How do we delegate all those task things, especially sales reps? Sales reps are really good at micromanaging every single little part of the order from start to finish and customer service and this and following up. Same with real estate agents, right? They know how to like work with the mortgage officers and do all these things and the processors, and they're really good at managing all these little details, but they're not stepping back and becoming the leaders of their life. They're the minions of a bunch of tasks. So for the next level is changing your identity to become the CEO. And that's what I think you're talking about, is learning how to delegate, but from this leadership and this more expansive level. So you're not just staying the same all the time. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you listed a few things there, and I like simplifying this. I like systems and I like simplifying. That's what I'm all about. So this, the identity. Okay. So we start as the doer. We do everything. Yep. Then we have to push away from that. So once we have a system, a process, a business, a task, a job that works, how do we extract ourselves from that so we can grow? So there's your identity of moving through from the doer.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say to the manager. This is like, to the leader, to the visionary. So
100%. So this has been my growth journey. What a perfect segue into this. This year has been one of the trickiest. I don't want to say trickiest because I don't like to feed negative words. This has been a growth past year. 2024 was a growth year for me. And I had to do the exact thing that we were just talking about. So I had to go. I was, you know, running my business. It's been going well. I was doing one-to-one coaching. And I got this idea of, oh, you know, let me create more time and more freedom in my business. So I needed to step into becoming my CEO, like rather than the therapist. I'm good at the therapy. I'm good at the coaching. But now how to become a digital, a digital creator, create these systems you're talking about. And one of the processes is to create, digital courses, right? Every single coach has digital courses. And I have to have social media and a podcast and a YouTube channel and all these things. So guess what I need for that? A virtual assistant. So I needed to start learning how to train virtual assistants. And the beginning of that, like the first year, and I needed to have website programmers and all the copywriters and all these things. My team started to get bigger. And guess what I was triggered by? Lack of control. Lack of control. This person doesn't do it as good as I can. And they messed this up and this. So the first 6 months of my 2024 I was in constant frustration and constant like, every time I was trying to delegate things, and I realized the growth that I needed to have was in trusting and training. I had to learn that I had to become a bigger leader. I had to become a more clear, like I had to get my process and systems in place so that I could pass off to any kind of virtual assistant and they would all be able to perform at the level that I can perform. That was my responsibility, was to teach to the level of my performance. Because you can't do it all, right? You can't do it all, right, Mark? You do everything, the thing in your
Yes, I do absolutely everything myself, right? No, hell no. This would burn the fuck down if I tried to do that.
Absolutely.
But I think what you're saying there is it's interesting. I want to hear your perspective on this from now you've sort of been through this, because from everything, I want to tie a big bow in this, a full circle, because talking about those things that we need to do, those foundational points, if you will, when we focus on the wrong one, it puts strain elsewhere. As you've gone to shift your business, change more digital, bring things in, I think there can be sometimes such a weight to, now I need all these things. You just said you need a VA, you need a website, you need this, you need that. And I'm over here saying, maybe you don't, because there is so much out there saying, here's what you need to be at this level.
Yeah.
And you don't need a website. You don't need social media. You don't need a VA. There's all these things that you don't need. That's what you need to do. And maybe this is the point here. So you made the right thing, you may have not. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
You need to solve a problem, not get a solution and patch that on with what we need. So finally, all these things that we need, I'm sure those things have really helped you grow. There may be some things that you're like, yeah, that didn't really help. It actually take a lot of my time. If only I didn't have to have that. And I think that curiosity, that openness, it can be hard, especially as you're growing.
Yeah.
We have to find our own unique path, but also we have to take the, well, there is advice in abundance from everywhere in this world. So
I think you're right on target. If I had to wrap my 2024 in a bow, I would say those were very expensive lessons that I had to learn. That's what I would say is I did learn. I think I pulled too much into team rather than like, you know, ads. And then I had to pull back. I felt like I was going like this, like pulling too much, doing too much. And then now 2024, my vision has simplified so much of saying, no, stop trying to do it all. Stop trying to do it all and go back to the core things of what matters. And where I was the most successful was in a more intimate setting.
How did that feel? As things this year started to simplify and you started to see, we can talk about guilt in a minute, but that guilt of, damn it, I did this, I didn't need to, or that didn't really help, or that was not the right decision. But putting the guilt aside for now, let's put that in the back pocket. This year, we've been able to simplify. What is that? Okay, let's talk about the feeling. Feeling first. How does that feel?
The feeling of learning the lesson and now simplifying, is that the feeling you're looking for? I feel appreciation to have finally learned the lesson. I feel like, oh my gosh, thank God I'm not hitting against that freaking block over and over again, because that's what I did last year. Last year, I kept pushing. I was stuck in the exact same thing that I coach my clients through, is this push and force. I have to scale. I have to grow. I have to do this. I was force rather than this trust. And it's funny because multiple things have come into my field recently showing me that I'm not meant for that force. It's exactly the reason why I got out of medical sales, was because medical sales is going out and asking. Well, I'm sure you know what human design is. I recently had an awesome, very insightful human design reading. And my human design, I'm a projector. So I'm meant to be a teacher, a mentor, a guide. I am meant to get invited. My business is to get invited to be, you know, position myself in a way where people say, hey, I want to work with that person. And I realized when I was in this force and push all the time, I was working exactly against my human design and exactly against the flow and alignment that I'm out there trying to teach other people to be in. So I was in this imbalance. I was stuck.
For all the right reasons. For the good that you wanted to give, help more people so we can... You see it through that lens of, but it's for the right reasons, or so you thought.
Yes.
I love that. I mean, Kate,
create
myself,
the impact. Yeah, absolutely.
We're both projectors, which is super interesting. Yeah, we're a couple of projectors. So, okay, this allowance, this guiding other people, this being invited in, it's a huge part of your coaching, your sales, your marketing, your fulfillment, your team. So this will integrate through. So once, isn't that fantastic? Once you get to know yourself, once you see this and like, oh, that makes sense. I get it now. I think as a release mechanism, we have anger, we have laughter, but that awareness on its own can be such a,
Okay, like
that makes sense.
You know
feels
what's
like.
funny though is always about somebody told me this in the past is they say even if you hear things, if you're not ready to hear them, you're not ready to hear them. And I've been someone who has to learn things the hard way sometimes. And I've been told I'm a projector for years, but I wasn't ready. Like I hadn't hit the wall enough times because I had the sales background of force. Like if I go out and I go make enough sales calls and I ask enough people and I do all this stuff all the time, then it's going to work. And that worked for me in the past. And it's just such a great example of how our subconscious loops and how we were successful in the past. You know, our mind gets stuck in that. But for me to up level, that's what my 2024 was I had to struggle enough to say, I have to do to get to, you know, that worked in the past, but that's not going to work for the future. That's not going to work for where I want to be and who I want to be and how I want to up level moving forward.
So that once you are ready for it, I mean, because you could hear the same thing so many times and not get there. Sometimes you need to hear it and you've had the experience, so it downloads. Sometimes you just need to hear it a number of times. Sometimes it's a different way. Maybe there's one word that you didn't quite fully understand that threw it off. Maybe you'd hear it in a British accent. I don't know. There's all
Maybe.
these different ways that can drop it in that make it like, oh,
Now
that's
I get it.
yes.
Yes,
That's what you're
duh.
trying to tell me. Ego comes in, there's so much, but
Yes.
that trying it, that curiosity, I think, is, well, our brain is proving it by experience. So
Absolutely.
there it is. Let's flip this around. What I love to do with our clients with Unforget Yourself is find that flip side. So you found hustle, getting out there with your medical sales, got that works. Neural pathway complete. You now have proven it to yourself. So we have to go to the opposite, which is okay, the flip side, ease and flow, that works. Cool. Where? Don't know. Prove it. You got to find the proof. You've got to go digging. And once you find that proof of where it was real from your experience, you start to rewire an alternative pathway. So that comes with trial, it comes with curiosity, but testing it and seeing it for yourself.
And faith. Don't forget about faith too. Sometimes we get in our own way by you know, that ease and flow, and we get in our own way by trying to force too much. Sometimes when I know I'm a speed person, like when I'm working with people, I want things fast, I want results, I want to see instantaneous things. And sometimes my most challenging part of being an entrepreneur is saying, even when things don't show up in this moment, I trust and believe and know that it's coming in divine timing. That's it. That's what I have to coach myself with all the time. I trust and it always has. But it's like when I'm forcing it, it's blocking it. So just, you know, that bringing in that trust is important and
Well,
faith.
there's that contradiction again, because with that faith, I've seen it so many times with just have faith, have belief, it will come. And then there's times it's like, if I have too much faith that I'm going to sit here, do no marketing, but I've got faith that clients will come, that's misplaced. There has to be you said it earlier in the podcast episode, that duality of this. There
The
has to be
balance.
faith and trust. Those has to be strategic, aligned action.
Action, aligned action. It's part of the foundation. If you don't take aligned action, and a lot of times the trust and belief comes from the action. So it really is. I know it's like one of those weird things, like you can't have one without the other. You have to have both in balance, the trust and belief and faith and the action. And the
So
systems, like you said, the systems.
let's make it real. So where right now are you maybe leaning on that faith, trust, and belief as you grow, as you evolve, as you've guided your business through, as you take on the mum guilt, the employee guilt, the coach, the therapist guilt? What are you leaning on right now? Where is that faith?
I would say the faith is in the belief. Like I feel like I came from a world of compromise. Like if you want to be good at business, you're gonna struggle in marriage and struggle in your relationships. Or if you want to go out there and make a lot of money, you're not gonna be a good mother. So right now, where I am practicing my faith and belief is up leveling my identity into knowing that it doesn't have to be one or the other. That I know that I can, the more that I lean into being an entrepreneur, like my number one reason for becoming an entrepreneur was time freedom. Time freedom. The purpose of time freedom is to have more time with my family, to be able to travel the world, to be able to retire my husband and do all this stuff. So right now I'm believing and I'm having faith that the more ease and flow I invite in my business, the more time freedom I'm going to have, and the more expansive my relationships are going to get, my wealth is going to get, and everything is going to expand by believing in myself and believing in the impact that I can make, believing that I can go out and serve others and allow other people to invite more of this freedom into their life as well, this healing. I feel like we're in this amazing time. Like when my parents were growing up, this wasn't a thing, like subconscious work and personal growth and development. I feel like that wasn't really a thing. And we live in this amazing time now where healing ancestral traumas and wounds and having to work hard, like maybe in the depression, that really was the reality of most people, right? But now we all have this opportunity to go out and really transform our lives and transform the world by using the gifts that we have. So I feel like releasing this mom guilt, releasing these old beliefs of compromise and, you know, guilt and all the stuff that we carry, and knowing that, you know, one of the things that I struggle with is guilt over being able to do something that I love every day when my husband still has to grind at his corporate job. And my belief in myself and my faith in myself is that one day he won't have to do that. He can go out and do whatever he wants to do too, because we've created these systems and the platform to give him that space.
Ah, so beautiful word, and such a simple word, but it's the and. I want ease and flow. I want time and money. It's not this or this. That inclusion, bringing things together. So to be able to see that opportunity, if you want this and this, you want time with your family and a successful business, why can't you have both? Or rather, where's the better question? Where can you have both? Again, back to the prove how your work allowed you to have more time. Once we start to see these opportunities, see these, it might be a system, a process, a strategy, a automation,
automation,
a bot,
yeah,
an employee. There's lots of these things that are, that can start to do this. I also want to end, I think, because I think that is amazing, that we don't have to compromise. Compromising is, and this might be a bit polarizing, is a choice. It is
Absolutely.
Hands down a choice we make. When you talk about your husband, you said that twice already, that he has to go and at a job that he doesn't, maybe doesn't like or enjoy or fully align with, and you get to do this. And I want to wave my flag saying, that's a choice. He's made a choice for all the right reasons, for all his fears and overwhelms and doubts and beliefs. There is a choice. So if we hold space for it lovingly, okay, everything is a choice. We're back to control again. Oh, I've now just taken back all of my power. I'm choosing this negative. I'm choosing this positive. Where do you want to go from here? I think that can be so empowering. We're just finding buzzwords that are empowering for us. This whole episode, right? Let's put a bow on that.
I love it. I love it.
Nice. Some more ands. More ands.
More ands. Yeah. Less compromise, more ands. Yeah. More ands in our life is that you can have, oh, there was one thing that someone told me. I used to always believe it was only one or the other. Like I either have to have this or this. And a coach one time told me, she said, well, what's the third option? And I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, you're right. There's always another option. It's not just one or the other. I don't have to be a mom or an entrepreneur. I can be both. I can be a great wife and mom and entrepreneur and therapist and podcaster and whatever. And it is, we can have it all. We really can. Compromise is a belief system that you can't have it all. So
rewire, recreate
let's screw
your
that.
Own belief system. And it's been proven. Whatever you want has been done. Whatever you're trying to juggle has been done by someone. It's just time to do
There's
it
evidence
way.
Out there. Look for the evidence you want, not the stuff working against you.
Love that. Amy, look, thank you so much. This has been so much fun to go through these principles. So thank you for sharing not only the amazing work that you do, but also a little bit behind the scenes of you and your business. It's always fascinating. So thank you so much.
Oh, I so appreciate the opportunity. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you and your audience. And if anybody would like to find me, they can go to my website. I have lots of awesome freebies on there. My website is www.amylynnwalsh.com. That's LynnWalsh.com. And I hope to see you again soon.
Fantastic. Well, everyone, if you're curious or think that sounds fantastic, go and check it out. Grab that freebie and start the conversation. But again, look, Amy, thank you so much. This has been an awful lot of fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Katie.
Yeah, Mark?
Want to do an outro?
I sure do.
Sweet. Hey, thank you so, so much for listening and making it to the end.
Yay, you.
So what happens next?
We ask them the things that podcasters are supposed to ask at the end of an episode.
Can you please rate, review, download?
Subscribe.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But why is it important?
Because that's how our podcast gets noticed.
It's how people find us.
It is. And we want all their earballs.
All the earballs all over the place.
We do.
Nice.
Yeah. So please do all those things. We'll be ever so grateful.
And then more people hear your beautiful voice.
Or yours.
See you next time.
Bye.